They rowed for the entire day. Toward the end of the afternoon, they came upon a Coptic monastery. The alchemist dismounted and told the escort they could return to the camp.
"From here on, you will be alone," the alchemist said. "You are only 3 hours from the pyramids."
"Thank you," said the boy. "You taught me the language of the world."
"I only invoked what you already knew."
The alchemist knocked on the gate of the monastery. A monk dressed in black came to the gates. They spoke for a few minutes in the Coptic tongue, and the alchemist bade the boy enter.
"I asked him to let me use the kitchen for a while," the alchemist smiled.
They went to the kitchen at the back of the monastery. The alchemist lighted the fire, and the monk brought in some lead, which the alchemist placed in an iron pan. When the lead had become liquid, the alchemist took from his pouch the strange yellow egg. He scraped from it a sliver as thin as a hair, wrapped it in wax, and added it to the pan in which the lead had melted. The mixture took on a reddish colour, almost the colour of blood. The alchemist removed the pan from the fire and set it aside to cool. As he did so, he talked with the monk about the tribal wars.
"I think they're going to last for a long time," he said to the monk.
The monk was irritated. The caravans had been stopped at Giza for some time, waiting for the wars to end.
"But God's will be done," the monk said.
"Exactly," answered the alchemist.